The Massachusetts Democratic Party is expected to cancel the party convention scheduled for May 30th because of the coronavirus pandemic. The party's state committee is scheduled to meet remotely on Saturday and act on a recommendation from party chairman Gus Bickford to cancel this year's convention. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill and Western New England University political science professor Tim Versalotti discussed the significance of the convention cancellation.
This is an important decision by the state party. The convention has a lot of important tasks associated with it, especially in a big election year like 2020. But it seemed inevitable that with all of the other mass gatherings being put on hold, that the state convention would have to fall by the wayside as well.
And part of this, I guess, was the matter of having to suspend the caucuses that are the means by which delegates are chosen to attend the convention. There was no way that they could continue choosing delegates. I know there was some discussion about trying to do it remotely or trying to do it by mail, but I guess what happened in Iowa kind of dissuaded them from doing that, I heard.
I think that makes a lot of sense. The nature of the local caucuses for the state Democratic Party was such that people would show up in person at community centers, schools, libraries, and from there the party would choose each town's delegates to the state convention. Being able to do that online or remotely would pose some technical issues, and I suspect, given the press of time, the party decided that it just wasn't worth it. Now, we want to be clear that these delegate selections occurred over a four-week period beginning the first week of February. So a fair number of towns and cities in Massachusetts had chosen their delegates by early March when the party decided to suspend the remaining meetings. But out of fairness, I suppose, the party decided that to hold a convention when only some of the delegates had been chosen would not make a lot of sense.
Yeah, I believe the number that they gave was that they still had roughly about 30% of the delegates had yet to be chosen. So there were concerns about, you know, diversity and that sort of thing, because they do hold these by, in the cities, for example, they hold these by wards. And potentially, perhaps wards with a higher concentration of minority population, they might not have had their caucus yet. So I know that was one concern that was discussed. Now the big decision that was going to be made at this convention was going to be an endorsement in the contest for U.S. Senate between the incumbent Ed Markey and the challenger Joe Kennedy. But they've worked out an arrangement here to have a result, so to speak.
Yes, what they concluded was that based on delegates chosen so far, two things occurred. One, each of the candidates had reached the threshold, a minimum of 15% of delegates to the convention in order to appear on the ballot for the Democratic primary for the U.S. Senate, which the party will hold on September 1st. Clearly, there had never been much doubt of that both Markey and Kennedy would reach that threshold based on delegates chosen so far. They have. But then second, that of the delegates chosen, Markey had gotten more delegates, so in theory, he would be the endorsed candidate for the Democratic Party going into the primary. There is some debate over how significant having that endorsement is. We've seen many times over the years when the endorsed candidate does not necessarily win the primary. And so this is more of what we would call a beauty contest of sorts, rather than something that would be highly predictive of the winner of the upcoming primary.
What's the state of this campaign right now with Kennedy and Markey? Is it on pause like everything else in society?
From outward appearances, these campaigns based on traditional measures, would certainly be on pause in the sense that there aren't public events with large audiences or a rope line or any of the trappings that we would normally associate with a campaign. But make no mistake, these campaigns are ongoing. In particular, the candidates are continuing to raise money for their candidacies, and we're coming up on a reporting deadline of April 15th for funds raised in the first quarter of 2020. And it's expected that, based on numbers that have appeared in the press so far, Kennedy is going to continue to hold an edge over Markey in terms of fundraising for the first quarter. So the campaigning does continue. There's fundraising, and there are virtual events occurring, town halls and question and answer sessions that the candidates are hosting. And so the campaigns are going on just in ways that are unique to the circumstances we're living in right now.
In terms of the horse race aspect of it, I don't believe there's been any recent polling. Am I correct on that?
You are correct. The most recent polling was probably in February, and there it showed that that Kennedy was still ahead among likely primary voters, but that his lead over Markey was beginning to shrink. And so we saw some evidence of movement early in the year, but where we are right now is anybody's guess.